You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
David.
Oh, hi, Mum. You been for the eggs?
Yes, nice big ones. Ready to jump straight into the pan and onto your plate.
Great.
Come on, let's get you fed, and then you can get some rest.
Yeah, okay.
David?
How can I not have noticed?
What?
In all these years, how can I not have noticed what an amazing thing it is?
The hedge?
Yeah. How something so simple can be so complex.
It's a great skill.
I know that, but...
I remember your dad and Jethro laying that hedge. Oh, it was freezing that winter.
Didn't stop them doing a good job.
No, well, your dad always took a pride in his hedge laying. The one by Longfield, that was his showpiece.
I never knew that.
Well, it's not the sort of thing that crops up in everyday conversation. Not even with your dad.
No, but... I wish he'd said. We must have been up there countless times together. Well, I suppose we were too busy getting on with what we were doing to look around.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
Yeah. And now... Oh, it's all just waiting, isn't it? All around us. Waiting to come to life again.
This hedge won't be long. The buds are there. I expect that robin will come and nest again.
He'd better not rip it out. Justin.
Come on in, love.
Those robins had 3 broods last year. There could still be chicks in June.
You'll feel better when you've had some food and a bit of sleep.
I'm going to tell him. I'm going to get it put in the contract.
I don't think you can do that, love. Come on. Let's go inside. Now, I've got a little job for you after breakfast, but it won't take long.
If you could sort these invoices, it'd be such a help. One pile for current month, another where we've got a bit longer to pay.
I think I can manage that.
I'm going to try and reconcile these bank statements. You do know, don't you, this is only temporary, while I sort things out.
I still don't know why you didn't tell me about Tina straight away.
I said, I didn't want to spoil our evening out.
Oh, Helen.
I don't want this to get in the way of, well, us.
It's just such a pity Tina didn't deliver what she promised. She was great on paper, and when we saw her. And look what happened.
Mm. Well, we'll have to be even more probing with our questions next time.
Well, now things have picked up a bit round here, we might not even get such good candidates next time round.
Yeah, that's true.
That you having to keep stepping in like this, firefighting, it's no way to carry on.
I don't see any other option.
Well, there is one. You could always take the shop on again yourself.
The weather's better in Birmingham anyway.
That's got to be a first.
No, trust me. Ambridge is all damp and dreary. And the mud.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I don't miss.
Anyway, Phoebes, come on.
Tell me your news. How's college?
And Alex?
You still seen her?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't.
Go on.
No, I don't want to say. I might jinx it.
Oh, you like him then?
Maybe.
I saw your new photos on Facebook. He looks very cute.
Okay, enough. Oh, Mum, before I forget... Granny was asking, Abby's birthday, what does she want?
Oh, it's an easy one. She's got a list as long as you like.
Great, because I need some ideas. He was asking too.
Oh, your dad?
Yeah.
How was he? Really? When you saw him?
Like I said, not great. The house was a mess. He was a mess. He just kept going on about how much he missed us. It's like he's waiting for something to happen.
For me to say something, in other words.
Or do something. Yeah, I suppose. And do you think that... How do you feel about things now?
Oh, Phoebes. It depends when you get me. I still feel quite a mess myself.
Oh, this weighs a ton. No wonder Pip couldn't shift it.
Well, it would be right up in the corner.
Well, there better be something in it worth having.
Family treasure, maybe. The Archer diamond.
Yeah, right. All right, here we go. Silver plate. Rights to the manor of Ambridge. Oh. A load of old exercise books. Typical.
Doesn't that just serve us right?
These can't be ours from school. We chucked those out the other week, didn't we?
1929. And not even your dad's. Uncle Jack's, maybe.
Don't know. Oh. Oh, they're not from school at all.
No?
No, they're diaries. They're farm diaries.
Dan's?
Have you ever seen these before?
Not going this far back, no.
Go right on through the 30s.
Good grief. However did he find the time?
Well, he didn't have an iPad, did he? Or an Xbox to waste hours on. Or even a TV, come to that.
I suppose not. But to think of him in the evenings after a full day's work writing up a diary.
Blimey, 1929 must have been a shocking winter. He's digging sheep out of drifts here.
Really? Well, leave them to me, David. You must get some sleep. I'll take them downstairs a few at a time.
No, it's all right, Mum. I'll do it.
Bob, you're supposed to be taking things easy.
I told you, I'm fine. It's driving me mad sitting around.
Honestly. What you said earlier about the shop.
Well, I meant it, if it's what you want.
But I thought... our plans, our future, getting married, a baby, even.
I'll just put them on hold.
Do you want to?
Helen, it's not about what I want. The shop's your baby too. Just do what you have to do for now and see how you feel once you've been back doing it for a while.
Yeah. That's probably best.
Yeah. So, am I allowed to get back to a little light drain clearing?
I suppose so. I'll make a start on lunch.
Great.
Oh, Rob. Mum rang.
Uh-huh.
I've pretty much got Henry sorted for next week with Mum and Emma and a bit of Sarah, but of course it's Dad's birthday tomorrow.
Ah, yes.
Mum wants us to have a little party at the hospital with a cake. I'd go straight from work, so I shouldn't be back late, but if you could get Henry from Emma and do his tea and his bath...
Of course I will. Of course.
Oh, thank you.
We have got a vet inspection, but...
Oh, no.
No, don't worry. I'll just have to brief Becky and Raff.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, thank you. You are wonderful.
It's been great to see you.
You too, sweetheart. Give my love to everyone at Home Farm.
That's quite a list.
Well, yeah, with Rory home as well now.
It's a bit manic, but I like it.
Good.
At least it feels like a proper home, and a family, and we have a laugh. Like we used to at our house.
Oh, babes. Have you got everything? Got your ticket safe?
Yep.
And you'll text me, let me know that Brian's picked you up from Hollison, all right?
Yes, stop worrying.
Sorry, programmed.
I know, thank you. Mum, do you think... do you ever think about coming back?
Phoebes.
Not that he deserves it, or you, ever, but... do you?
I'm not going to lie to you, love. Of course I do. I know your dad misses Abby. And he misses you, too. No, he does. And I miss you. And Abby misses you and a daddy, but...
Please don't say it's complicated.
I wasn't going to. I know you know that. It doesn't mean it isn't.
No.
I've got a lot still to sort out in my head.
And your heart.
Well, yeah.
I'm not sure there's enough meat here for tomorrow.
This is incredible.
I'll stretch it out with some veg. Still get a pie out of it. What's that, love?
Goodness only knows how they got through that winter. They were skating on the Am,
and Arkwright Lake.
You still in 1929?
Yeah. Ice an inch and a half thick.
Goodness. Mind you, I don't suppose your granddad had much time for skating.
No, no. Well, he was too worried about fodder for the sheep. Lucky he got a good hay crop the year before, he says.
Times must have been so hard.
Yeah, like the ground. Ah. Oh, thank heavens. March is dry and sunny. He's out muck spreading. He even tells us how many cartloads per field.
1930. Yeah. Thanks. The year I was born. Let's see what he was up to. Oh, my goodness.
What?
David, it's here. What we were talking about. When the dairy herd at Brookfield started.
What, 1930?
Look. Purchased 4 shorthorns. 3 in milk, 1 down calving heifer.
Oh, wow. And he paid for them, look, by selling 6 bullocks and an old hay tedder.
It breaks your heart, doesn't it? So careful and thrifty.
I mean, listen to this. Started construction of mobile milking bale.
He built his own?
Yeah, by cannibalising old bits of machinery by the sound of it.
Never.
Oh, hang on. Look, he's adding an old car engine to the frame now. Look,
oh.
Automobile engine and a generator.
Oh, David, and we throw so much away.
Well, I'm not chucking these out. Oh, look, Doris butter making. Picked sprays of lilac for her.
Oh, I wonder if it was from that tree by cow pasture.
Well, that could be. He cared so much, didn't he, for this place? Every animal, every implement, every blade of grass. Every furrow he ploughed. He knew them all.
And he passed that knowledge on to your father, and your father passed it on to you.
Yes.
And you've passed it on to Pip. Still are. All your farming knowledge, that is. And now you and Ruth and Pip can do the same up at Hadley as your dad and granddad did here. Exciting, really, isn't it?
Coffee, David?
Oh, thanks, though.
I know you were too tired last night, but have you got 5 minutes now to look at the plans for the parlour?
Yeah, okay, why not?
Any excuse to get away from the NVZ compliance, eh?
Yeah, right. There you go.
Because we need to get on and fix a time to meet Yarrick up there. Sort out a few things on the spot.
Yeah, good idea.
And I thought get Dale along as well. It's got to make sense to get the guy who's designed the thing together with the bloke who's going to be building it.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll have to clear it with Steve and Roz, of course. Don't suppose we'll manage it for this week.
Well, hardly. It's Pip's birthday tomorrow.
Well, I didn't mean tomorrow.
And anyway, I'm still in the thick of lambing.
I was thinking more about the end of the week. Should have tailed off a bit by then.
No, not enough, Ruth. No, no, no way.
Okay. Shame, though. We could have taken the boys as it's half term. Mum would love to see them. Anyway, next week sometime then, hmm?
Yeah, that'd be better.
About Pip's birthday. You do know she'll be off with her mates after we've had our pancakes at the Bull.
Well, I didn't think she'd be staying in playing snap with us all evening. Or doing a stint in the lambing shed.
No, I think they're planning an all-nighter. So I don't think you can count on her to do the Wednesday-Thursday night shift either.
Oh, really?
She'll have to catch up on her sleep.
I've forgotten what it's like to have sleep to catch up on.
Oh, you poor old thing. So a little break up north next week will do you the power of good. Shall we have a look at the diary?
Hey, careful.
Sorry. Oh, Dan's old books. What are they doing in here?
Oh, just having a look through.
Another? I hope you're not going to tell me milk prices in 1931 were better than we're getting now.
Well, I haven't worked it out, but quite possibly.
Are you keeping these?
Oh, I hadn't really thought. Might keep one or two, for interest.
Yeah, why not? The children might be interested in the old days. One day?
Doubt it.
You never know.
No.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Ed.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're not. Come in.
Jill said it'd be okay. I've got something to tell you.
This'll all have to go. It's far too cottagey.
Kate, it is a cottage.
More like a gingerbread house.
It's very pretty. Ah, we never had any trouble letting it. I would have filled it twice over for half term.
Well, I'm very sorry, Mum. It is mine.
Three times for Easter.
And if I'm going to live here, it's going to have to be completely redone.
Completely?
Well, Dad won't mind.
I think he might, you know.
No, he won't. He'll be so glad to be rid of at least one of... What did he call us last night?
A monstrous regiment.
Yes, well, exactly. He'll be booking the decorator for me.
Well, if you say so. You can't just rip all of it out, though, Kate.
What do you suggest I leave? The floral curtains or the varnished pine? Varnished. What were you thinking?
It's very practical when you're letting to strangers. But I meant the beams.
Well, they're only fake.
No, not all of them. I mean, this one here, look. That's a joist, and it's holding the whole place up.
Well, OK. But the rest can come out. It's far too twee. Although, if I've got to keep that one, I could get them painted in, I suppose. Or a contrasting colour. Or even better, lots of contrasting colours. I bet Phoebe'd go for that.
No, Phoebe.
I think I'll give her the back bedroom. It's got the nicer view.
Yes.
I can see right over to the fishing lake on a good day. Though the front one's bigger, isn't it?
Kate, darling, listen. About Phoebe... Well, she did make it pretty clear the other week that she really would rather stay at home farm.
Oh, that? No, I just got her at a bad moment.
Well,
she can't have meant it.
No, I think she might have done, you know.
No!
Look, Kate, just think about it. She's had so much disruption these past few months, and she'd hardly had time to settle in with us when you're home.
Oh, thanks.
Lovely as that is, you must see that all the fixed points in her life have just been pulled away.
Which is why it's so good that I'm back. Mum, look, last week you said I needed to put Phoebe first. Well, that's precisely what I'm doing.
But, do you know what? I'm getting rather chilly standing round here. Let's go and have a cup of tea, shall we?
I'm only sorry it didn't work out for you, Ed.
Yeah, me too. But that's dairying for you, isn't it? I can join the statistics.
But that lovely little herd of yours. Well, you should get a good price for them anyway.
Yeah, I hope so. They're at market tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, well, there didn't seem any point in hanging around. Mike and Vicky's taking the chance to sell their cows and all.
They may as well, I suppose.
That saves on transport, doesn't it?
True.
You know, I can't get over... How calm you seem about it. Philosophical, you know.
I don't know about that. Should have seen me last week. But to be honest, you know, once I've made the decision, well, it's like a giant weight had been lifted. Yeah, it was the lead up to it. You know, not knowing what to do, or, you know, what I mean is knowing actually what I had to do, but not doing it, or even facing up to thinking about it. Sorry, I'm not making a lot of sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do. And you're making perfect sense.
So what's your plan now?
Well, once I've sorted myself out, paid off what I owe and that, I'm going to set myself up as a contractor.
Great.
Yeah, well, I should think that, plus the shearing business, you know, build that
up. Well, yeah. I'll have so much more time. And the other great thing is that Oliver's going to let me stay on at Grange Farm.
Oh.
Run a few head of beef cattle.
Oh, sounds a pretty good mix.
Better than being dependent on just one thing, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, for what it's worth, Ed, I think you've done a very brave thing. But the right thing. Well done, mate.
Mum, we've been through this.
No, we haven't, because you're not hearing what I'm saying. Oh, what Phoebe's saying come to that.
Go on, then.
Well, The best thing for Phoebe at the moment is to stay somewhere where she knows her place in the setup.
I don't see how that applies here. It's a revolving door of people coming and going. Lillian's in and out, Rory back from school.
Oh, yes, but they're all people she knows and can be comfortable with.
Are you saying she's not comfortable with me?
Kate, I'm sorry, but this is very difficult. I hate saying it, but no, I don't think she can be yet. And it's going to take time, darling, for you both to get to know each other again properly. And let's face it, for her to trust you.
Mum.
And I'm sure you and Phoebe can have a good relationship. What a wonderful relationship in time. But it can't be rushed. And it's got to come from both sides.
I see.
And the truth is, Phoebe's had enough to deal with lately with both, well, all of her parents.
I don't see why I should suffer for Roy's grubby little affair.
Well, Phoebe shouldn't be suffering either, but she is. So just give her time to process that at least before you go laying more emotional stuff on her.
You think I'm rushing her?
Only because she means so much to you.
Oh, she does, Mum.
I know. And I know you feel you've got a lot of time to make up. Darling, you're trying too hard. You can't force it.
But I can still decorate a room for her, can't I? I mean, I'll ask her how she'd like it, if she'd like it. She doesn't have to use it, it's not straight away. It would be there for her when she might want it.
Now, that sounds like a very good idea.
Guan, hup!
You don't think we've turned them out too soon, do you?
David, look at them. They've loved being outside.
Pasture's still quite wet underfoot.
No, you should have seen them this morning, kicking their heels up.
Go on.
Sniffing the air and skipping around.
Well, as long as they don't poach it up.
It won't. I thought you'd want to see them at turnout. Where were you?
Oh, I don't know. In the office, looking at the BPS stuff.
Oh, I got hold of Steve, finally.
Oh, yes.
Success! It's all fixed for next week, Friday.
Friday?
So we'll go up the day before.
Who's milking?
Eddie. All fixed.
Oh, right.
Stay over with Mum, and Friday at 11, Steve says it's fine for you, me, Yarrick and Dale to meet and have a good look round.
Oh, well, that's great, love. Well done.
And I've been on to Gail again. And she's pushing Stephen Ross's solicitor. She's pretty confident all the loose ends should have been tied up by then. So with any luck, we can sign and exchange contracts while we're up there too.
Whoa. What about this end of things?
Well, don't worry, she's going to chivvy Justin's solicitor as well.
I see.
So it's all moving at last.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And Mum's so thrilled. And as soon as the weather's better, I want to take her over to see Hadley Hock for herself.
Yeah, good idea. Now, this must be it.
What?
The hedge.
David, what are you talking about?
It's nothing. It's just something Mum said.
About the hedge?
Yeah.
Well, since when was Jill that interested in hedges?
No, she's not, but this one, it was Dad's showpiece, apparently.
Really? When did he lay it?
The year I was away in Holland.
Oh, when was that?
It was winter of 1980.
Oh, gosh, looking pretty good considering.
Look, you can still see the original pleaches, can you see?
We've maintained it properly, that's why.
The underbrush has come back a bit, but it's not bad at all.
Oh. Well, I've got to get these cows milked. David?
Yeah, sorry. You go on, love.
You going to fetch your billhook, are you, and have a go at it now?
Hardly.
Well, you stand there and contemplate while you can, because life's only going to get busier from now on.
How have you got all this crud on you in the first place, eh, Tav?
Oh, blimey, Ed! We selling these cattle or showing them?
Morning, Mike.
Well, we want them to look their best, don't we?
Yeah, of course we do.
This one's been rolling in straw, I think.
Yeah, she was always a bit of a live wire.
Yeah.
Quite a personality.
Quite a kicker and all.
Oh, the lorry's late.
That's the traffic on the bypass, isn't it?
Ah, what we need's a new road.
Ha-ha.
Are you milk okay?
Yeah, fine.
Got passport sorted?
Yep, and the TB2 form.
Great.
Well, that's all I can do for you, Tam.
Oh, best in show.
Not quite. And gave me something to do anyway.
Yeah.
You going down this pancake thing later?
Oh, yeah. Vicky thought Beth would like it. You?
Yeah. Me and Dad's meeting him and the kids there after market.
Right. Oh, where is he? Come on.
Oh, I think that's a lorry.
Oh, yeah, here he comes. Well, thank heavens for that.
I'd have thought you'd have got all your pancake fillings at the Cash and Carry, Kenton.
Yeah, we did. But you can never have enough golden syrup, can you?
D-mob happy, are we?
Well, wouldn't you be if you were off to the land of Oz in 3 days?
Not really. I don't like the heat.
Huh.
So is Fallon looking forward to running things?
Yeah, I think so. We haven't really discussed it.
Well, you must have left her fully briefed.
Jim, she ran Jax. I mean, she's run the bull before. What's going to go wrong?
I know from Jax there are 1,001 things that can go
wrong. Oh, come on. Valentine's is done with and we'll be back before the Mothering Sunday Easter run-up. It's the quietest time of year. What's going to happen? A plague of frogs?
I sincerely hope not. Unless, of course, they were rare frogs and set up camp in Starley's copse. Shall I start scanning?
Oh, yeah. I'm done, thanks.
Well, if you're not briefing Fallon, do you at least want to brief me on this afternoon's requirements?
The pancake races? You've just got to turn up. You and the merry band of save warriors.
Oh, we'll be there. Banners, petitions, the lot.
Ah, good stuff. The Echo and Radio Borsetshire are coming along about 2-ish to get some vox pops.
It's a real coup to get them both along.
Well, not every village has its very own Boudicca, does it?
At least while they're flogging that particular line, we might be spared the usual groan-inducing puns in their Pancake Day reports.
Oh, well, you can rely on me for those, Jim.
I feared that might be the case.
And I have got a great mix of music. You wait.
My breath is well and truly bated. Ah, Linda.
Oh, good. Two birds, if you'd excuse the pun, Jim. Now, about this afternoon...
Yeah, Kenton's been telling me it's all in hand.
Yeah, it's like the bird that isn't in the bush.
Oh, I see.
The press will be there from 2.
Mm. And races start at 2:30 with a break for Jennifer's speech.
Jennifer's...
Yeah, she is the only reason that the press are coming. We wouldn't have a show otherwise.
Is that so?
We'll have the petition there as well, Linda, and your maps showing the devastation the road will cause, and plenty of volunteers in save T-shirts ready to spread the word.
Yeah, but I think we know what the press angle's going to be.
Quite. The usual craven news agenda, following whatever is this week's flash in the pan.
Very good, Linda.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I might borrow that for later. Now, what do I owe you, Jim?
Look at that, Dad. Yeah, you ever seen a cheque payable to a Grundy with so many notes on it?
But not unless I've been at the cider, no.
Can't believe it's for me.
You'd better. But don't go spending it all at once.
No, well, some of it's got to go straight to one of them.
Yeah, of course.
No, I'll put it safe. Oh, the auctioneer was fantastic. The way he talked him up. Did he owe you a favour or something?
Well, I might have mentioned they were your cows. Mm. But there wasn't a word of a lie, Edward. They're quality animals.
Well, the punters seem to think so.
They paid a good price, but a fair price.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they've gone to good homes.
I hope so.
You know, son, things could be a lot worse.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, even after you've paid your debts, you'll have some money in your hand. It's a sight more than I had when I had to give up at Grange Farm.
Dad, that was different.
Yeah, worse. Because I had longer to make it work.
Mm.
No, son, you did well to hang on as long as you did with everything that was stacked against you these past few years. Darn well. And don't you let anyone tell you different.
And it's number 5 in the lead now. Quite a commanding lead if he doesn't drop his...
Spoke too soon. Pick it up, pick it up. But he's lost his advantage, and here comes number 7 coming up on the inside. Oh, he's got to dodge around number 3, who's in trouble there. And it's number 7. Number 7 all the way. Number 7 from number 5, who staged a great recovery. But there's no catching number 7. And so the winner of that race is lucky number 7, George Grundy.
Well done, George.
Well done, everyone.
Ooh, flipping good race, that, don't you think? Right, a short break to get our breath back before the next one. So, enjoy the musical interlude. Get yourselves a drink, tea, coffee, hot toddy, hot squash, or a pancake even. But whatever you do, don't go away before the afternoon's big attraction. Yes, we have the Boudica of Borsetshire herself. Housewife superstar, our very own Jennifer Aldridge. And thank you. Yes, thank you, thank you.
This is getting ridiculous, Jim. Save is supposed to be a team effort, a community effort.
And it is.
So why is all the focus on Jennifer?
Because, Linda, upon the conduct of each depends the fate of all. So it's up to anyone on the committee to generate what publicity they can.
Mm.
Oh, dear. I hope you're not getting this cold that's going around.
Well, she hadn't given me quite such a build-up.
Yeah, all this Boudica business. Brian attached knives to the hubcaps of your BMW, yeah, has he?
Oh, that's something of a myth, so Jim tells me. I didn't ask for any of this, you know, Mike. I just happen to feel very strongly about our village.
Yeah, well, not everyone in your family feels the same. Yeah, still, I can't talk. Me and Vic will be on our way before too long, I hope.
Still no luck on selling the house?
No. Nor finding another in Birmingham. Yeah, but sorry, you were saying about Phoebe?
Oh, yes. I just wanted you to know that she's going to be staying where she is with us for the time being, not moving in with Kate.
Good. Well, I think that's for the best.
Yes, yes, so do we. So maybe you could pass that on to Roy. I'm sure he's been concerned.
Well, yeah. So, like he ain't got enough to worry about.
Mm. Has Hayley?
Nothing.
No, well, these situations are never easy.
No.
Hi!
Oh, will you excuse me? I'd better go and freshen up before my big moment.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Ed. Eddie.
Here you
do. I've got a little something for you. Nice crisp check.
Oh, right, ta.
Is that all you can say?
What do you want me to say? Not like I won the lottery, is it?
Well, they made a good price, Mike. We were lucky.
I told you, no luck about it. Them beasts are worth every penny.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Ed. I still can't get over the fact that I've bottled the last of our milk. But there'll be milk somewhere else tonight.
I know. They'll be well looked after, Mike. All the guys who bought them, they were well pleased. You should have heard the compliments.
Really?
Yeah, not just from the buyers. Loads of people said what good-looking beasts they were.
Right. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
Every field, every hedgerow, every copse, every sheep or cow or rabbit or pheasant, they are all part of the story of this rich countryside. The story of our heritage, our ancestors. Don't let that story be drowned out in a tide of traffic, swept away on a sea of concrete. Stand up. Make your voice heard. Join us and say no to Route B, no to the road.
No to Route B, no to the road.
Bravo! Bravo!
Yes, go, Jennifer!
Thank you. Please, give what you can. We are still fighting. Thank you.
Let's hope Radio Borsetshire got all that recorded.
But they're missing the real story, Jim. This campaign isn't about one person giving speeches. It's about what people can do when they come together. The signatures on my petition, the number we've managed to get on the mailing list.
Well, make these points to Rhiannon.
I have. She wasn't a bit interested.
Oh, Linda, let Jennifer have her moment in the sun. It's all good publicity, isn't it?
Well, isn't that, what's his name, from the Westbury Courier?
I've no idea.
It is.
Right, maybe they'd like an exclusive.
Jennifer on fighting form, eh, Jim?
Don't let Linda hear you say that. I've been stuck with her all afternoon and absolutely no intelligence at all.
That's a little harsh.
I mean about Robert. How's he doing with his list? Has he got many more ticks or has he dipped out lately?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jim. I may have OD'd on the hot toddy, but you're losing me.
You know Robert and I have agreed to compare notes.
Oh, on your bird watching?
Mm. I don't suppose he's been in the pub, has he? Bragging. You would tell me, wouldn't you, Kenton?
That's no good asking me. I won't be here. You'd better brief Fallon.
Well, this is weird. I keep forgetting. Checking the time like I've got to get going for milking. What's the betting I wake up at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, eh?
Well, you can always do the round for me.
Oh, thanks. No, but seriously, Mike, if you want a day off, any time.
You never know, I might take you up on that.
Is it... It must be getting you down a bit, you know, the way it's dragging on.
Ah, it's just how it is, isn't it? Got to get on with it.
Yeah. Well, it'll sort itself out in the end. It did for me.
No, it was a bit easier for you, though, wasn't it? Only really got yourself to think about.
Well,
I've got Vicky and Beth pulling me one way, the business the other, and now Roy as well, worrying about leaving him.
Yeah. Look, this might sound a bit balmy, Mike, but do you really have to go?
What?
You've known all along there's people willing to take on the rounds. Just sell off the bottling kit and stay where you are.
What about Beth? I mean, that's why we got to move.
I can't believe there isn't somewhere in Borsetshire that could give her everything that Vicky wants.
No. No. I can't go changing my mind. Not now. I've gone this far.
You'd only have to...
No, wait.
I'm sure if you explain to Vicky
I can't. I can't. I'm that wound in. It's easier to go on than go back.
Well, if you really think so.
No. I mean, it'd be like David and Ruth pulling out and moving. I mean, it's too late now.
There you are, Sheila.
Oh, lovely, thanks.
Oh, help yourself to a biscuit.
Oh, no, I've given them up.
Oh, you're not on a diet. Oh, sorry, no, for Lent.
Yes, and trust me, I've got a lot to atone for.
Oh, you? Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, I have.
Oh. Not as much as that saboteur. At least the police aren't going to take it any further.
No.
The cheek of the bloke in trying to get Rob charged in the first place.
About that. Look, Caroline, I've got to tell you something, in confidence.
Yeah, go on.
That wasn't how it happened. I lied.
What?
It was Rob who started it.
No.
Yes. He was trying to get the Sab's camera. There was a bit of a struggle. Then Rob punched him hard to the ground.
Oh, my God.
Then the Sab got up, and okay, he gave Rob a bit of a shove.
Oh, Sheila.
I shouldn't have done it, I know. But I didn't feel I had a choice. When Rob gave Oliver his version, I felt I had to back him up.
Never mind Oliver. What about the police? You lied to PC Burns?
Yes, but I did it for the hunt. I knew what it had looked like on top of the kill.
Yes, of course, but... Oh, Sheila, I'm so sorry.
So am I. I'm sorry I ever did it now.
But what a terrible position to put you in. What was Rob thinking?
I don't know. But you heard him. He was so convincing when he was telling everyone. I just don't know what to do.
Look, do you want me to have a word with Oliver? Tell him the truth and get him to speak to Rob.
No.
Well, I don't mean get Rob to retract his statement or anything, but give him a talking to. Let him know the hunt would never condone that
sort
of
thing. No, Caroline, please don't.
Yes, but you can't go on like this.
No, I can't. I was thinking about it the whole time in the Ash Wednesday service.
And?
I need to speak to Rob myself.
You turned up just in time.
Yeah, lucky me. And I so nearly got Jazza to do the deliveries today, free me up for a bit of paperwork.
You hate paperwork.
Whereas I love heaving dusty boxes about.
No, further along for that one, please, Tom.
It won't go. Hang on. There's another box at the back, that's why.
I wonder what that could be.
Oh, let's see. Chocolate Christmas tree decorations. No, sorry, Kara.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Are they out of date?
No, best before end of April. You can hardly put them out with your Easter eggs, can you?
No, but I could with the leftover Valentine's Day stuff.
Pity we didn't find them last week. Tell her you love her with a foil-wrapped Santa.
Cynic.
I wonder why.
Give them to me. I'll put them here for now. Oh, honestly, this stock room.
You'll soon get it sorted. Shop's looking better already.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do. Fresher, brighter.
It's not like I've changed the light bulbs.
Well, it must be your air of efficiency then, or the happy glow you give off.
Well, I am happy, I suppose. I like feeling efficient, feeling I've achieved something at the end of the day.
Good. So, what else have we got to achieve in here?
Could you push those two big boxes in at the bottom there?
Sure. Did Henry enjoy his pancake race?
Yeah, he had a really lovely time with Kira. Rob managed to sneak off work for half an hour to watch him as well, which was good.
Oh,
Rob's being an absolute saint.
Hello!
Oh, hi, Mum.
And you said you were both in the stockroom.
Yes, I'm providing the muscle, apparently.
How very useful.
Well, it is for Helen.
Oh, it's looking much tidier in here. You're really getting on top of things, love. Well done.
I'm pretty busy, actually.
What I've got to say won't take long.
I don't see what there is to say at all. What else, I mean? You must have had the same letter as me. No further action.
Only because we lied. I lied. Rob, don't you realise what a huge thing that is?
Well, Burns is happy. He's done his paperwork. That pathetic loser of a Saab knows he's not going anywhere.
Well, by rights it should have done. We're only where we are because there's no independent footage to back up the Saab story. Instead, I'm compromised by having had to back up yours.
Look, why the high horse? You didn't seem to have any problem with it at the time.
You put me in an impossible situation. When you started telling Helen and everyone you were the victim, what could I do? If the truth ever comes out...
Well, it's not going to, is it?
What if the Saab wants to take it further?
How? It's buried in the files at Borchester Nick by now.
What if he takes out a personal injury claim against you? Well?
Let him try. I'd sue him right back.
Oh, this is hopeless. Even if you won't admit it in public, you might at least admit responsibility in private.
Oh, I haven't got time for this.
Well, just you make time. What you did to that guy last week wasn't just unacceptable, it was criminal. You started the fight. You were in the wrong. And the position you put me in of having to back up your story was outrageous.
Okay. Okay. So I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Don't thank me. I didn't do it for you. I did it for the hunt, to spare us the bad publicity.
Oh, fine. Whatever.
And I did it for Helen.
Helen?
We are family, after all.
Yes. Yes, so we are.
You managed to get hold of some celeriac then, Mum?
Yes, thank goodness. Oh, I don't know what else we'd have put in the boxes. Can't give people leeks week in, week out.
We'll need a few more carrots, won't we?
Yeah, please.
Rightio.
Only now your dad's taking an interest again. I don't want to be lying to him.
Of course not. You're no good at it anyway.
No, I'm not. He can always tell. He does seem brighter though, doesn't he, day by day?
Yep.
Mind you, he's got Jennifer and Lillian going in later.
That'll wear him out. Give Brian a break, though.
Does he need one that badly?
Yes. From what I can gather, he spends most of his time rocking in a corner in the fetal position.
John!
It's true.
Oh, well, it's nice to have something to smile about again.
Yeah.
And Helen seems to be happy back at the shop, don't you think?
Yes, very. I don't want to get your hopes up, Mum, but I think I kind of got the impression this might be more than just a temporary fix.
Really? Did she say as much?
Not exactly. It was just the way she was talking that it all seemed to be working out, the childcare and everything, with Rob's help.
Well, good. Great. As long as she doesn't feel she's missing out on Henry.
No, I don't think so.
It'd be wonderful. I mean, it'd solve all our problems with the shop. And I do think it'd be better for Helen, too. I was never entirely sure it was her choice to stay at home with Henry.
Well, let's see what happens, eh?
Yeah. But it could be that Tina's done us all a big favour.
I'm sorry to interrupt your lesson.
Oh, that's okay. Joanne's taking over in a minute anyway.
But I haven't been able to think about anything else all day. I had to know how you got on.
Well, it's hard to say. I'm not sure I made much impression, really.
Don't tell me Rob still can't see that what you did, well, what he did and what he made you do was so wrong.
I'm not sure that he can. Oh, he said all the right things in the end. Apologised and said thank you.
I should hope so.
But, oh, I don't know, Caroline. It's not just that he was so aggressive to that poor Sab. It's the way he's putting himself over as the victim. It's like he really believes it.
Oh, he can't do.
Well, the more I think about it, at the time when he first told Helen, and then the next day lying to Burns, it wasn't panic or cunning or anything. He just can't seem to concede he was in the wrong.
Sheila, that's not healthy.
No. Oh, I don't like it, Caroline. I've seen another side to him. And it was horrible.
Yeah, it must have been.
Yes. It's like someone walking over my grave.
Oh, come on, Henry, sit at the table.
No, I don't want to.
Hello, I'm home.
Henry, do as I tell you.
No.
What's going on?
Mummy.
I said no cartoons till he's finished his tea.
Please, please.
All right, Henry, all right. Just this once, take your plate. You can finish your sandwich in front of the TV, okay?
Yay!
Just this once. It is, Rob.
No, that's fine.
You know I'd never undermine you with him.
Helen, you do as you see fit. He's your son. I obviously don't have quite your knack with him.
You do, darling. You do. You're brilliant. If I hadn't been held up, I could do with a bit of peace, that's all.
Oh, darling, here. Give me your coat.
Thanks.
Busy day?
Well, it was fine till the last half hour. Then a delivery turned up and Anya had to go early. Then the roller shutter jammed. I thought I was going to have to call the engineer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, needs a service.
Something else Tina let slip.
Yep. Oh, Rob, I don't know. Is this working? Me at the shop?
Well, you tell me.
I thought it was. But then things like tonight... I feel like I'm shortchanging everyone.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but...
What?
There's no doubt in my mind that Henry's noticed the change.
You think that's why he was playing up?
I'm no substitute. He misses his mum.
This is how it'll be, isn't it, if I go back properly? Home late, working at weekends. I might try and kid myself, it's only till I sort things out, but it won't be, will it?
I'm afraid not.
Well, that's it.
What?
My life's moved on. We've got different goals now. Things we want to do together.
Darling, are you sure?
Yep. Building up the shop, running it, all that's in the past. I've done it once. I don't want to go back there.
You're absolutely sure?
Yes.
Well, it's your call.
Thank you. I don't know what I'd do without you to help me make these decisions.
Come here. Well, that just leaves us with what to do next.
Yes, I suppose so.
We've already rehearsed the problem of another new manager. There is a more radical solution, of course.
What?
Maybe it's time to get rid of it.
The shop?
You need to think about it, of course. Discuss it with the family, but...
No. Do you know, I think that's the only way.
Really?
Yes. We're stretched as it is, and with all the care that Dad's going to need when we get him home. Oh, Rob, why couldn't I see it? It's obvious.
Hold still, Emma.
My arms are killing me out like this.
Yeah, and you'll be squealing like a stuck pig if one of these pins gets you.
Oh, well, it'll all be worth it.
Of course it will. Oh, you're going to look a picture.
There you are. All done.
Yeah, me too. There, you can relax.
Well, it feels like it could be a bit tighter on the burst.
Tighter?
Yeah.
But you've got to be able to breathe.
Well, it's for Ed's sake, Clary. It's his breath I want to take away.
Well, what do you think, Susan?
Well, maybe a fraction.
All right, then.
Oh, you could walk down that aisle already, Emma.
Stuck with pins? It's a bit goth, isn't it?
Silly. You look gorgeous. Oh, it's such a beautiful material.
Yeah, it hangs lovely, doesn't it?
Are you sure we'll get another dress out of it for Kira?
Definitely.
Have you decided on a colour for her sash yet?
No, but I want to pick out one of the colours from the flowers.
Got enough choice in May.
Yeah, all the sweet pea colours. Pinks, lilacs or cornflower blue.
Joe's seedlings are coming on nicely now. It's going to be a real show.
Yeah, that's what I want. Just ordinary garden flowers and stuff in the hedgerows. Cow parsley in that.
Emma, cow parsley's a weed.
Well, I don't care. I want it to look like the countryside sort of spilled inside.
Yeah. That feel better for you now, Emma? The bodice?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Chloe.
Right, Emma, we'd better get you out of this dress.
Oh, yes. Me and your mum's got to be at the hall in a bit. Start setting out the jumbo.
You will put any good stuff on the side for me, won't you? Case can't get there in the start.
Well, we'll do our best, love. But with Hilary Noakes in charge, well, would you like to cross her?
I still wish you'd come in for lunch, love.
Coffee and sandwiches will do me fine, Mum. Can you just put them on the side there? And can you pass me the navel spray?
Here you are.
Thanks. Go on, fetch your mum.
We need hot food this weather and served properly at a table.
Well, I'll lay it all out nicely on a straw bale, if you like.
It's not funny, David. You look terrible. You haven't had a decent night's sleep since I don't know when.
Well, I've had plenty of naps in the chair.
It's not the same.
It's lambing, Mum. It's no different this year to any other.
I think it is.
Well, I'm sorry, but what can I do? Eddie's at the market. Pip's got a tutorial. Josh has got this assignment for college.
Can't Ruth help you out a bit more?
Ruth's doing all the legwork on Hadley Hoch. She's got solicitors, estate agents, builders. She's got plenty on herself.
Right, I'm sorry, I spoke.
Mum, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
All right, if that's how you feel.
No, Mum, I'm sorry. I'm tired, I am, but I've just got to get on with it. I'm sure Ruth will relieve me as soon as she can.
Good. That'd be something.
So, it's the jumble sale this afternoon, isn't it? You going?
Don't be silly. I'm supposed to be decluttering, not buying more stuff.
It's in a very good cause.
Surprised you remembered. You're not thinking of going, are you?
Me? No, of course not.
Good, because if you do get an hour or so off...
I know, get some rest, and I will. Once I got rid of Alistair.
Is he coming over? What for?
PD's on the Herefords.
Oh, right. I wonder if Rosetta will present you with twins again.
Huh. Well, you never know. She's a good one.
She goes back to one of the very first cows you bought in, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's Lady Rosetta III.
Your dad was so pleased you went for Herefords.
I know.
Right. Well, you get some coffee down you, and those sandwiches, love.
Thanks, Mum. What would I do without you?
Oh, have you seen this, Clary?
What? Oh, Lord. Who can have given that?
I don't know. Oh, there's little tongs inside.
Oh, what are they shaped like if the ice bucket's a pineapple? Bananas?
Oh, no, just ordinary.
Ah, what a shame. Now, another photo frame, more dried flowers.
Oh, here. I didn't tell you. I overheard Pat this morning telling Tom about some meeting Helen wants next week.
Oh, yeah. Sandwich toaster. Oh, not bad, if it works. What sort of meeting?
About Ambridge Organics. Pat reckons Helen's planning some kind of relaunch once she's sorted things out.
Oh, good.
But
party, maybe, at the shop.
You never know.
Hello.
Oh, Emma. How did you get in? Hilary said no one till dead on two.
Oh, she was too busy ticking off Nathan Booth about some DVDs on his stall. Don't worry, I'll go back out and pay to come in properly.
You better.
So is there anything decent?
Don't think you'll want much from our stall, love.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, most of it's seen better days.
What about the toy store? Have you had a look?
Oh, sorry, love, no.
Mum?
I'm sure Cathy would have put things by, but Hilary would hardly let us near it.
Oh, she's such a misery. Didn't she want the stuff to go?
The toys always do, though, don't they? But I did manage to look at the kids' clothes, Emma.
Great.
I've hid a little velvet dress for Kira under a pile of boy shorts. I reckoned anyone looking at boys' summer stuff wouldn't want a girl's winter dress.
Oh, thanks, Mum. I'll check it out. Honestly, Hilary Noakes, though. Everyone knows helpers always get first pick at jumble sales.
She's such a bossy boots.
Oh, isn't she? Makes Linda look like Mary Poppins.
Cheers, Alistair. Bye. Oi, Rosetta, what are you after, eh? Yeah, you daft thing. Now, why would I have any cattle cake in my pocket, eh? Eh, Yeti. I might have known you wouldn't let me down, would you? Just like your dam and grandam. Always hold your service. Never slipped a calf, any of you. This is the end of it, though, isn't it? This next calf of yours is going to be born. What? 250 miles away. Oh, God. Oh, Etty. What am I doing to you? What am I doing to all of you? To all of us.
Of all the months of agonising, these past few weeks have been the most difficult because...
Dad!
I've had to face up to the possibility of Brookfield going in a very different direction, of no longer being a mixed farm.
Dad!
Against my instincts, I'd be letting my head rule my heart.
Oh, Dad.
I should have had the courage to go with what was always right. How committed David is to this farm. I'm going to leave Brookfield to David and Ruth. How committed David is to this farm.
Courage. Committed.
Grams of ground almonds.
Mum!
David, what is it? Let me turn this thing off.
The sale.
What?
The sale. What time does it finish? The jumble sale. What time?
4, I think.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's right. It was 2 till 4.
It's nearly 1:45 now.
Love.
Sorry. I've got to go.
David! David, wait!
Right, I found some boxes.
Oh, brilliant. I started sorting the leftovers.
So, what we got?
Well, that ends for the charity shop, and this side's what I reckon's worth keeping for another sale.
All right.
And we'll need another pile for just plain junk.
Fair enough. Oh, I can't believe no one bought the pineapple.
Oh, come on, Susan.
Well, it's retro, isn't it? Have a good mind to keep it and offer it to Fallon.
Yeah, pity she couldn't get here.
Oh, thank goodness you're still going.
Oh, hello, David. Hello, Jill.
Hello. We're not really. I thought Hilary had shut the doors.
Yeah, she's been ever so strict. Oh, carry our takings. Better go and give them to Linda.
Okay.
It was the toy stall I wanted, actually, Clary, but
oh,
I can't
Kathy
see...
packed up ages ago. She was pretty much sold out by 3. Always go quick, the toys.
Oh, no.
Was there... You didn't happen to notice that there was a toy farm for sale, did you?
Well, yeah, there was, actually. Because me and Susan had our eye on it for Kira. But Hilary wouldn't let the helpers put anything aside, see, and Emma missed
right.
it.
You don't know who did buy it, do you?
What's her name now? Because she came over to our stall and I could see it in her bag.
Uh-huh.
Janet, is it? Janice? Something like that?
Janice.
No, I've never seen her before. They're new to the village. But Susan said she's been in the shop once or twice, and it was Susan who knew her name. Lives on Grange Spinney.
Oh, you don't know exactly where, do you?
No. Sorry, David, I haven't a clue.
Right.
Is that what you wanted to know? Because I better get on with the packing up.
Yes, sorry. Sorry to hold you up. Thanks, Clary.
Well, that's that then.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, Mum, you must think I've gone mad, but it's just... It's my old farm. I'm sorry, Mum. I don't think I can let it go.
David, there's no need to explain. Well, there's only one thing to do, isn't there?
Right, so...
Well, we've just got to be systematic. You take one side of the road and I'll take the other.
Oh, I'm so sorry about this, Mum.
I've told you, David, you don't need to apologise or explain.
No, but look, maybe you're right. Maybe I just need some decent food and a decent night's sleep. I'm just getting things all out of proportion.
Food and sleep, yes. You know what I think about that. But out of proportion, no. If you need to do this... You need to do it.
Mum.
Now, come along. We'll do better ringing doorbells while it's still light.
Yep. Yep, okay.
So, from memory, Grange Spinney's got a Chestnut Drive, a Maple Crescent, or what's the other one? I can't remember. Doesn't matter. We'll see it when we get to it.
Thanks for this, Mum. You really are.
David, stop thanking me. There's no need... If you want to keep your farm, then...
I do.
We can come back, David. Try again later.
Well, if they're not in now, Mum, they're probably commuters, aren't they? They won't have been at the jumble sale.
No, I suppose not. Ooh, hang on. The light's gone on. There's someone coming.
Oh.
Yes?
Hi. Look, I'm really sorry to bother you. Are you, Janet? Janice?
Why?
Did you by any chance go to the jumble sale in the village hall this afternoon?
Why? Who are you?
You didn't happen to buy a toy farm, did you?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you want, but I'm not...
No, please, don't shut the door.
The thing is, we gave away a farm by mistake. It's got great sentimental value.
And we'd like it back.
You want it back?
We'll pay you, of course.
Yeah.
You want to buy it back?
I know, it sounds a bit strange.
A toy farm?
Well, no, it's more than just a... Look, it's really very important. Please.
I've never heard anything so weird in all my life.
Please, it means everything to us.
Well, all right then. My little boy hasn't seen it yet, so... Hang on a minute.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much. You've no idea. Yes!
Oh, David.
Here. I presume this is what you're after.
Oh. No.
No. No, that's not it.
What?
It was an old farm set from the 60s. Little plastic models.
Hang on. Let me get this right. You asked me if I'd bought a play farm. You wanted it back. Now you're telling me you don't.
Sorry.
So sorry to have bothered you. But this isn't the one we meant.
Oh, for goodness sake.
There's obviously been a misunderstanding.
Too right. This village. Sometimes I think you're all mad.
I do apologise.
Don't mention it.
It's no good, Mum. I have to accept it. It's too late.
No, David. We're not giving in that easily. Come on.
Well, I'm sorry, David. If there was a farm, I never saw it. And Hilary's taken what's left over to the charity shop now.
Do you know which one?
Oh, sorry, she didn't say.
Right. Well, thanks, Susan.
That's okay. But anyway, I'll get off now, if you don't mind. Got to drop the keys back to Christine, then I can't wait to get home. I'm shattered.
Yes, of course. Sorry to hold you up.
Night, then.
Night.
Oh, hang on. Cathy did say something. Hilary chucked some old play set out. I think that might have been a farm.
Oh, David.
Chucked it out?
Well, right at the start. Said half of it was missing and what was left had small parts. Could be dangerous. I mean, we couldn't risk it.
Really?
She wouldn't even let it go on sale.
All my children played with it and survived.
So where is it now?
Well, it'll be in one of the bins. Right at the bottom, I expect.
Oh. Careful, David.
Right, well, I'll leave you to it then.
Thanks, Susan.
Good luck.
David, watch what you're doing. You can't just...
Hang on. This feels like it could be it. Yes!
Oh!
It is! It is! Look! Look, here's the farmer with his pitchfork.
And his wife. Oh, dear, she's lost her bucket. That's bad news for the chickens.
Horse, the pony. There's the tractor that Kenton snapped the buck rake off.
Now, David.
Can't see the cow. Mind you, that was an Ayrshire. That was never right. Well, at least the pigs are large white.
Oh, David!
Oh, hang on. What? Oh, Mum.
Happy birthday, David. From Mum and Dad with love.
He never wrote the labels, did he?
No, always too busy.
So why did he write this one?
Oh, love.
Oh, this is a surprise. A nice one, I mean.
Yeah. Nice to see you too, Susan.
Oh, I've only just got back myself. Been doing a jumble sale for Save, you know, the road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, how are you and the family?
Oh, we're fine, thanks, Hayley.
Good.
And Ed and Emma, oh, you might not have heard.
No, I heard they'd moved out and they're getting married.
Oh,
I'll get it all from Phoebe.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, you'll know about Matt and Lillian then. And Kate being back. A right house full at home farm. A house full of hormones, according to Brian. He's been moaning like...
Yeah, well, if you'll excuse me, I ought
oh,
to...
Oh, yes, sorry, of course. Vicky will be pleased to see you. And Roy. I mean, I presume you'll be...
Bye, Susan.
He's been looking terrible these past few weeks. He seems to be getting worse, not better.
Is he?
Half the time he won't even answer the door.
I see.
Still, if he's expecting you, then... Oh, then again, you've got your key. Well, I suppose you've still got your key.
Hayley.
Hello, Roy.
I thought it was you. Are you...
Bye, Susan.
Yeah, bye.
Come in.
Thanks.
Well.
And the farmer here in the middle, I think, monarch of all he surveys. There. That is one very good-looking farm.
It is.
That's the most satisfying thing I've done all day. And that includes delivering two pairs of twins.
All this fuss over a toy farm. You must be going soft in the head.
I thought I was before.
No.
No, honestly, Mum, I did. I heard Dad... Clearly.
There's nothing soft about that.
No?
No.
He was talking about this place. He was talking about Brookfield.
Well, of course he was. I hear your father all the time. The things he'd say about the farm and the village, about other people and about you children.
Do you?
Yes. I talk to him all the time too.
Do you? Does he answer?
Of course he does. Usually telling me not to worry, it'll all sort itself out in the end.
Oh, Mum.
David.
I should have known you'd understand.
This isn't just about your play farm, is it?
No, not really. Not at all.
Can we sit down?
Yeah, sure, of course. Sorry, just a minute. Right. There you are.
Home, sweet home.
Oh, Hayley, I...
No, don't, Roy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's so good to see you. You've no idea.
Roy.
Just seeing you back where you belong. Please, Hayley, say you're coming back. I've missed you so much. Were you Abby and Phoebe? Just want us all to be together again.
Roy.
I know it can't be like before. I'm not that daft. And I know I've hurt you more than anyone should ever be hurt, but please. Please, give me another chance. Give us another chance.
Roy, please, stop talking like
but
this.
I missed you so much. I've been so lonely without you. And haven't you missed me at all? Missed us? And our life at all?
Of course I have. You think I haven't been lonely in Birmingham? Even with Abby and my mum and dad. I'll tell you something, I was lonely here too. All those months when you were finding excuses to be at Lower Loxley, to be with her and lying to me. And that's the lonely feeling I can't get rid of, however hard I try.
What are you saying?
I can't come back, Roy. I've thought long and hard. I've thought about nothing else.
Now, don't say I've lost you. Don't.
I'm sorry. It's gone too far. I want a divorce.
I'm so sorry, Mum.
Don't be silly. We all have to work these things out in our own time.
Well, I've left it pretty late. We're supposed to be exchanging contracts next week.
Then you've realised just in time.
Oh, why didn't I realise before? Or face up to it before?
It's hardly surprising, David. I only had myself to think about. You've got other people. And they're who you've been thinking about in all of it. Ruth and the children and Heather.
No, no, Mum, don't let me off. Dad trusted me with this farm and I almost...
Love, stop punishing yourself. All you've ever tried to do was what you thought was for the best in an impossible situation.
And now it's even more impossible.
Nothing's impossible, David.
I should have known from the start. I should never have kidded myself as if I could ever leave Brookfield.
Well...
I know now... I know, this place isn't just about profit for me. It's not about how much the farm makes every year. Or, God forbid, what we'd make from the sale, that the obscene amount of money that Justin's offered us. It's not even just about possession, either, about us carrying on owning it. It's weird. It's bigger than that. It's deeper. I can't really explain. It's almost... I don't know. It's like Brookfield made me. What I am and who I am. I know this sounds stupid, but... I'm not sure I'd even know who I am without it. Okay, right, sorry, call the ambulance. Maybe that woman in Grange Spinney was right. I really am sounding mad, aren't I?
You're not mad at all. You're my David. And you're so much your father's son.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, David, I've hated the last few weeks. I could see it was breaking your heart. No wonder it nearly broke you.
Yep.
I'm just so glad you've got to the right answer now.
Well, maybe I have, but there is already another huge question.
Ruth.
Yes. After all this, How am I going to tell her?
Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.